Okay, so what would you be telling people to do now? Is it basically brace yourself for pain?
No, I'm going to, the main advice I would like your listeners to hear today, and it's so simple people will get bored hearing it, is switch everything. Switch your electricity supplier and you'll get a reduced price. Switch your gas supplier if you're on gas. Switch whoever you get your home heating oil. Switch the shop or the supermarket you do your weekly shopping in, and you might find it's 20 or 30 euro different in another place. Switch your insurance companies and switch your bank and your mortgage interest rates. All of those items, every one of them individually will save you hundreds of euro per year.
But shop around.
It takes effort to shop and switch. And if people make an effort, they can save a lot of money. And people will tell you they've changed insurance companies, they've changed the supermarket to go to, they've changed their electricity supplier. So rather than just complaining and what's the government going to do for me, you can actually have a serious impact on your own finance. But it involves people having to do some work themselves.
So you're urging people to stop complaining and asking
no,
the government to help?
I said instead of people complaining, because that's what you're, you know, you've listed two or three opposition TDs who have complained. So I'm saying that would be that we could be more practical and give people suggestions. There's proof of everything I've just mentioned. I was very specific. The ESB and the electricity suppliers will tell you you can save if you switch your account. And I've said the same with insurance. The same happens with mortgages. The same happens with your banks. The same happens with the supermarkets for the weekly shopping. You know, if you stay doing the same thing at the same prices, you'll end up paying more. If you move around, you can get better prices. And that's in our own hands. And I think people are capable.
And what would you say, Minister, to people who might say that what you're saying there is out of touch? That what you're saying there doesn't appreciate the people who are already doing everything they can to try and make ends meet?
I'm going to say to the people, and don't do as I say, do as I do. I do the weekly shopping in my house for a long period of time, and I know the prices in the supermarket, and I know the supermarkets that offer different things at better prices. I've shopped around for my insurance, like lots of people have done a lot of reduction. I've shopped around in relation to my health insurance to make sure I'm getting the price, and it does take time and effort. And if people put in time and effort, they can actually get reductions. And I'm saying these are things I've done. I'm not
preaching. Do you mind? And I don't mean to make this personal, but you've made it personal. Do you mind reminding me what salary you're on?
I receive, my net salary is about 1,000 euro per week.
So what would you say to the person who's on a social welfare payment of, what is it, 200 euro per week?
Yes, the average would be 200 plus.
Will shopping around work for them in the same way it works for you?
Yeah, actually, you know, I would suggest the first thing I would say to somebody in that, and lots of my neighbours are on, you know, estate pension, old age pension, a fixed amount, and the best thing to do is if you need to change your supermarket, change your supermarket. If you need to change your whoever you order your aisle from every so often, do that too. If you need to change, you can save a lot of money shifting your car insurance, right? These are things that apply to everybody on every income level we're talking about. And if you switch your electricity supplier, you will save money, because if you're not saving money, you shouldn't switch. So if you switch, you should be able to get benefits. They're all small things that add up to a considerable amount at the end of the day. And even the 100 euro that's coming and the 113.50 that you get off your electricity bill, that's going to be helped next month as well. So I think, you know, that will impact on everybody. And we've given the examples about the free fuel allowance. We've extended it. We've given the extra money each week on the budget that's still in place this year. You know, as we speak here today, the fuel allowance is continuing for more than another month. So people are getting the benefit of it.
I think, Minister, there's going to be an awful lot of people out there listening to you who are going to feel very disappointed with what you're saying and feel like that you don't understand the situations that they're living in. There may be plenty of people who could do what you're suggesting and shop around and save money, but I think there's plenty of other people who are at the pin of their collar who aren't able to make ends meet, who are looking at electricity bills and indeed every other bill rising all around them, wages not rising at the same rate, or if they're on social welfare, not rising at all. They can't make ends meet and you're telling them to shop around.
Well, I'm saying... I'm saying get the best value for the money you have in terms of the supermarkets you go to, in terms of if you order heating oil, who you order from. This is that, and I think a lot of people understand that, regardless of the level of income that people are on. Switch your electricity supplier and it can save you money. So and these are practical
measures. Well, Connor in Dublin has texted to say I switch my electricity every year, so and I still have to pay 300 or 400 euro more than last year.
Yeah, well, that I can't comment on his individual bill because I haven't seen that. But the examples I've given you, I think a lot of people know there's a lot of truth in what I say in relation to your supermarket. The biggest bill most houses have a supermarket, and I think if people, you won't get things that, and in the average food shopping bill has gone up 1.5%. There are the figures I saw on RT over the weekend of the increase in the weekly shopping food and groceries bill for the last 12 months, and you can even reduce it, I think, if people are very careful in which particular shops they go to, rather than going to the same shop every week.
All right, Minister. Lots of reaction to what you have to say coming in to 51551. We'll get to some of that a little later in the programme. Right now, we'll get a break.